California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. Assemblymember Adam Gray of Merced and Assemblymember Kristen Olson of Riverbank put the State Water Board on notice this week by delivering over 3,100 petitions opposing the board's plan to divert at least 40% of the water flowing down the Stanislaus and Merced and Tuolumne Rivers. That water, which is currently put to use by Merced and Stanislaus County cities for drinking water and farms for irrigation, would instead flow into the Delta. The last report from the State Water Board proposed taking 35% of our water, noted Gray, but after a four-year review process during which the board refused to engage with local stakeholders who live near and depend on these rivers, the number has now grown to 40%. It is unfathomable how the Water Board could witness the harm caused by one of the worst droughts in California's history and draw the conclusion that they need even more from this area. And of course, it's all to increase flows through the Delta to help the salmon and the smelt. Assemblymember Gray.
That is an incredible number. To put that in perspective for your listeners, that's nearly 400,000 acre feet just out of our couple of counties here, which is, you know, the equivalent of all the water held in Hetch Hetchy. So that's water that, you know, would be used for irrigation, which in turn is partially how we get our groundwater basins recharged.
And Gray and everyone else in the valley has recognized that taking water from farmers doesn't help the species.
You know, if we can't produce results, then all we're doing is wrecking our economy for no reason.
And the Modesto and Turlock groundwater sub-basins are the only two basins in the San Joaquin Valley that aren't listed in conditions of critical overdraft. Experts say this proposal makes it nearly impossible for the region to reach groundwater sustainability. Gray said that the State Water Board is taking from both ends.
And at the end of the day, that's going to leave our communities, our businesses, our farms, our schools high and dry. And as folks know here in the valley, most of our communities are on groundwater. So we can't have the groundwater basin dry up, and you can't afford to lose this kind of surface water.
And to push back on this, go to worthyourfight.org. Again, worthyourfight.org, and send a message to the Water Board.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
This is California Ag Today.